Hi friends, welcome to part three of my series on how to enter into the presence of God. And I've been looking forward to this today, so much. Today I'm going to talk about literally the glory of God, how to stand in the glory of God, how to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. How cool is that? That's what you're going to do throughout all eternity if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. And my challenge to you is, why wait till eternity? Like, dude, you can start right now. You can learn to enter into the glory of God right now. Even glory of God in these earthen vessels. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Wow. Let me do a few housekeeping things. This is part three of a little teaching I've been doing on this theme. So if you're watching this, I encourage you to get back part one, part two. Please do subscribe to my YouTube channel if you're watching this. We have over 1 million subscribers. So my name is Graham, I'm a Brit, I'm now French, and I'm a US citizen, live in New England, lead a little group of churches there, travel, preaching faith, preaching the Word of God, preaching the Spirit-filled life. So I have a newsletter I send out, there's a sign up below, that's the best way of keeping in touch with me. Sign up for that, and do add me to your contact list, that way you make sure you get those things. A big thank you to all of the partners of my ministry. Again, details below if you'd like to become a partner. And thank you for being here. Get a Bible, a notepad, a pen, and let's go. So I want to begin reading a scripture. It's actually twice in the Bible. Psalm 29 verse 2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name." And then it says, "Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." And that verse is quoted, we're not sure which the original is, but 1 Chronicles 16:29 says, "Give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering when you come before him. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." And I've been speaking about this call, the call to worship. It's really the greatest thing that is upon our lives. That's what we will do throughout all eternity. We won't be watering potted plants, as Americans say. We will be worshipping the Lord. We'll stand in the throne room of God. The whole world will be filled with the throne room of God. The glory of the Lord will cover the waters like the, cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. And again, go back to my previous videos. I don't want to keep repeating that, but you were made from glory, for glory, by glory. When we sinned, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that's why Jesus died, to bring us back into the glory of the Lord, Selah. And I really just want you to grasp this. It's quite a simple short lesson today, but in the outer court we worship with thanksgiving, with praise, with celebration. We clap our hands, we raise our hands, we dance, we sing, we twirl, we celebrate what God has done for us. In the inner court, it's a worship much more of the soul. That's where we pour our emotions before him. In the outer court, we sing, "Look what the Lord has done." In the inner court, we sing, "I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. We exalt you," all of those things. Can I tell you though, if you keep worshiping in the inner court, there's a place where Holy Spirit brings you into the Holy of Holies. That is the place where we worship spirit to spirit. That is the place where we no longer need a song. There's a place, can I challenge you here, worship leaders, and I am one, where songs get in the way. It's good that we have a song. We've got to help people in. But there's a time, like the wheels on the undercarriage of a plane, where the very support structure that was needed and valuable and legitimate at one stage gets put under and it's no longer needed. You know, in Chronicles, it talks about Solomon dedicating the temple, and the glory of the Lord came down and filled the temple. Not just the Holy of Holies, but the whole temple. Can you imagine? There's this big gathering. I saw Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, recently inaugurate the new opening of Notre Dame. And it was really sad, really, because it was like a temple to French atheism. And hardly anybody spoke about God. They spoke about artists and philosophers and the glories of France, not the glory of God. When Solomon dedicated the temple, the glory of God came down to fill it. And here's what I want you to catch. The priests, the ministers, couldn't stand to minister because of the weight of the glory of God. God didn't need any more priests, any ministers, any workers. When the glory's in the room, we've arrived. And there's really just a place in the glory of God where, I'm not saying we can't sing or lift our hands or do anything, but the worship is spirit to spirit. It's communion. It's common union. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:17. There's a place in worship where we literally step into eternity. We step out of time into eternity. And I think we can get to that place frequently and easily if we'll follow God's roadmap. But can I say this? There's a place when you step into the glory of God that you don't need to spend hours there. When you've been there for 2 minutes, for 30 seconds, you've stepped into eternity. You've met the living God. You've encountered God. What do we do when we're in the glory of God? Nothing. We abide. We are one. We are with Him. The Lord said in Exodus 24:12 to Moses, come up the mountain and be there. Not come and do, come and be. So it says, that passage we just read, we give God the glory due to His name. We bring an offering and then we worship in the beauty of holiness. And I just want to finish with this today. The glory of God is what everybody has lost. It's what everybody wants. It's what everybody is seeking. There is nothing more beautiful than the glory of God. When we don't see the beauty of the holiness, the beauty of the glory of God, we do decorate with gold, silver, and other things and artwork. We try to compensate. You know, in a way, it's really what we're doing with all of our cool clothes. That's why Adam and Eve put clothes on. They'd lost the glory. And God wants you and I to be clothed in glory. This glory we have in earthen vessels. And I believe there's a place the Lord is bringing the church to where quite literally the glory will spend so much time in the glory that it will be seen and manifest everywhere we go. I know that's a difficult subject to talk about, but I think we're going to see more and more Ananias and Sapphira type events. Why? Because of the realm of glory that's there. Now, I actually think Ananias and Sapphira will be in heaven. I think they basically love God and were selfish and immature believers. But here's the thing, there's things you can get away with in the outer court. There's things less you can get away with in the inner court. There's nothing you can get. You cannot have anything in the Holy of Holies, body, soul, and spirit. So learn to come there. Learn to be there often. Learn to spend time there. And I would encourage everybody to learn to practice getting there. Learn that you can be in a not perfect environment. You can be on a plane with noise around you and somebody snoring next to you, and you can step into the glory of God. Selah. Hey, if you want more resource on that, again, I'm writing a book on this whole subject of the spirit-filled life. But let me just mention three books that would really help you. There is a commentary of Andrew Murray on the book of Hebrews. I think it's actually called The Way into the Holiest Place, but you'll find that easily. Secondly, the late Terry Law, an amazing Canadian faith preacher from Tulsa, who lived in Tulsa, wrote a book, How to Enter the Presence of God. And Derek Prince did, it's not a book, but a cassette series that you'll find on YouTube called The Way into the Holiest Place. Again, a lot of overlap, interlock on these. Ruth Heflin wrote a book called Glory, and I encourage you to read that, meditate, and enter into that. Guys, thanks for watching. Hit the subscribe button below and sign up for our email newsletter. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you, and bless you in Jesus' name. Bye for now.